It's a funny thing about cats. Some people, many actually, are enthralled by this musical taken almost completely from a poem by that Anglo-American literary icon, T.S. Eliot. Cats lovers adore the music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and are happy to forget about the almost plotless storyline that finds a beat-up old cat restored to vibrant life. Others, myself included, enjoy much of the music, but really find Cats to be a clawless work, a stagnant piece that takes too many catnaps. So, make your choice and pay your money, or not. But one thing I think most people will agree on is that the current production at Theatre by the Sea in Matunic is a winner. Done with both great energy and thoughtful interpretation, this thoroughly professional Cats is as good as any touring version I've seen, and notably better than most. Which is quite a thing to say, considering the postage stamp stage at Theatre by the Sea. When you have 15 or so dancer-singers rambling over that cramped space, well, somebody's got to be doing a first-rate job in simply maneuvering all those troopers. That's where director and choreographer Richard Stafford comes in. Where his work adheres, as it must by contract, to much of the original London and New York staging, he has managed to bring freshness and enthusiasm to this more than three decades old show. Take, for instance, the Mr. Mistopheles number, perhaps Lloyd Webber's best and certainly his most melodic and singable. The director has the cast, all those pretty and talented cats, out in the aisles, where many of us in the audience found ourselves singing along with the Pussycats and Rum Tum Tugger. In case you've been on a theatrical hiatus for 30 or so years, that is one of the cats in Cats, and Chris Stevens brings force and fun to the role. Other standouts include the wonderfully named Felipe Barbosa Bombonato, who is a vibrant Buster for Jones, not to mention pitching in a couple of other roles. Of course, the most famous number in Cats is Memory, a lovely song with lyrics by the show's original director, Trevor Nunn. In it, a burned-out poor old cat named Grizabella hungers for her glory days, but expects only more tragedy. Katie Blake sings the song well beyond anything I've seen before. Her force is perhaps a bit over the top at times, but the point is made, and given the singer's personal stamp. Others, including Jordan Dunlap as Victoria and Peter S. Adams as Old Deuteronomy, are thorough pros in this well-done production. But then, so is the entire cast. Jammed onto the small stage, they play big and bring individual color and life to Cats. So, if you're a Cats person and want to see it one more time, this is a good one. Cats lives well at Theatre by the Sea.